State officials announced yesterday that tunnel workers would start some high-pressure work last night beneath the Seattle waterfront. For several days, workers will be going inside a giant pressurized air bubble underground. That bubble is inside the machine that is digging a tunnel to replace the Alaskan Way viaduct. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
If you've ever felt like you've got a high-pressure job, consider the people trying to figure out what stopped the tunneling machine known as Bertha. Bertha has been stuck in place for more than a month after running into an 8-inch wide steel pipe underground. The State Transportation Department and its contractor want to find out if something else might have also forced Bertha to stop. As days and dollars tick away on the mega project, workers will head underground into hyperbaric chambers that let their bodies adjust to the high air pressure down below. Then, with flashlights, they'll step out of the chambers and into a void behind Bertha's 60-foot wide cutter head. The pressure bubble is necessary to keep soil and water from filling up the space the workers will be inspecting for damage. Todd Trepanier is in charge of the project for the State Transportation Department. He says the work has to proceed slowly and carefully to make sure the pressure bubble doesn't spring a leak while workers are in it.
Those workers would have to quickly get into those chambers because if they were to stay in a quickly decompressioned atmosphere, it would not be healthy to them.
Because of the elevated pressure, workers can only spend 3 or 4 hours at a time inside Bertha. Then they have to spend more than an hour in a decompression chamber before returning to the ordinary pressures of daily life. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.